church say amen.
Amen.
Surely we've been blessed to come back again at the close of another day to continue our study of God's Holy Writ, seeking those things that pertain to life and godliness. We're thankful to all that have come back this evening. We're glad to see Brother Lauren has made it safely, and he made it safely because Brother Feaster the Second was driving. Amen. 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 Good to see Brother and Sister Feaster the Second. Amen. They had a wonderful time up there. Brother Feaster was leading songs and Brother Lauren was preaching. And we were thankful for that. I saw the clock fall down. Brother Lauren took it and he set it up another hour. Amen. So, amen. He set it back. Amen. Good to have them back. And I had a wonderful time this morning. I just asked the church to forgive me. I didn't have time to shake hands with some of you this morning and to welcome our visitors and guests. And felt a little bad about that. You know, on this Sunday we had a good crowd. I believe 97 people were in the house. And I did want to get a chance to welcome our guests and visitors. That means so much to them sometimes. So I ask your forgiveness upon that and hope it doesn't happen again, but we might be able to see and fellowship with them on Sundays. Amen. Glad to this brotherhood for your work that you're doing, the sisters that have come out. Had a wonderful time this evening. Sorry we missed the singing, but we had brethren that were there. But like I said, it was almost a house full at 32nd occasion, though they did go out. And I was there, had a chance to eat with Brother and Sister Foster. They came over by the house. And amen. Little Precious, amen. Look, we always have a Precious in the house, amen. When we were started in 92, I believe India was the Precious one. She was just a baby, amen. So we have Precious there. And enjoyed there in the company, amen. God thank you. So we're not going to be long this evening. But if you have your Bibles, and we ate some of Sister Russell's pie, amen. There wasn't a piece of it left, amen. God bless you, amen. Hope you had a wonderful dinner. And Brother Salvage did a wonderful job with the scripture reading.
Amen.
Amen. Is that young man growing or not in the work of the church? Proud of him and his family, amen. Pray for those that are not here and those that are under the weather. That's right, amen. God, Sister Salvage right with him, amen. Keep him in line, Sister Salvage, that's right. And Sister Brooks, you ought to be proud, amen. Acts chapter 12, for a few brief moments we'll draw a lesson text. Remember we were talking this morning, I know the world thinks about Easter, but we know that this is just the day that Christ raised, was risen from the dead. And it was on a Sunday. And this morning we preached about if you be risen with Christ. And when you're risen with Christ, you rise up to walk in the newness of life. So we kind of tie a little bit here with this lesson. And we'll close out. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his royal hand to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further. And he took Peter. And then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four cornerians of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter or the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was what? Kept in prison, but prayer. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. So for no lesson text, just want to just go over this lesson and close it out and let you go home and enjoy your leftover dinner from this afternoon. But remember we had talked how that Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God and set on his own right hand. Gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. And he purchased that church with his own precious blood. He was our Passover, the Bible said. And if you ever look at it sometime, the time and that God has a specific time. In the fullness of time, he brought Christ into the world. And when Christ died, someone said, that high priest was going through the holiest of holies and was about to slay that lamb. But when the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the veil was rent in twain, and that's because the Passover, Christ himself, had died upon that cross. He was our Passover. Remember, we weren't redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from a vain conversation, but we were redeemed with what? The precious blood of Jesus Christ as a lamb without spot or blemish. Oh, we're thankful for that blood. And so that blood purchased the church, and the church started growing by leaps and bounds. And whenever something starts growing, you know, the devil don't like that. Amen. And so we look here in verse number 1. Now, just about that time, it was that time that Herod the king, he stretched forth his royal hand. And he was going to vet certain of the church. He was going to make sure. He was going to make sure. Because you know, somebody had already tried to destroy the church. You remember a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus? The Bible said he was bringing it out, threatening the slaughters against the church. Saul of Tarsus made havoc of the church. Saul of Tarsus was putting people in prison that were in the members of the church. Matter of fact, Saul was a complicitory participant in the murder of Stephen. The Bible said they laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul of Tarsus. Saul was putting a hurting on the church. But you know, when he kept on riding one day on his high horse, and Jesus brought him down. He said, Saul, why persecutest thou me? God turned him around on that Damascus road, sent him down there, and Ananias told him what to do in order to be saved. But now, King Herod, he said, Saul, you couldn't do it, but I'm going to make certain. I'm going to vex certain and get rid of the church. So he took his royal hand. You know, when the king does something, brother, amen, he has some power and authority. And so he stretched forth his hand. And so what did he do? The first thing he did was he killed James, the brother of John. You remember those two sons of Zebedee, sons of thunder, James and John? What old Hawking calls me and Laren. Amen. Amen. If somebody come here and kill old Lauren, boy, you might not see me at church no more. Amen. And they'll knock him off. And tell me to come in there. You don't kill him, they might be out to get me. Amen. So what he did, he got James, the brother of John, and what did he do? Killed him with the sword. I'm wondering, you know, if they were really killing Christians now in the United States, would some of us be here tonight? Amen. I have to ask myself that. Sometimes when I thought about the church, when they were throwing them to the wild beasts and the lions in the Roman amphitheater. Amen. For burning them at the stake. Sometimes they were being burned to light up Nero's garden at night. And Christians were being crucified. Amen. Someone said that the Romans would have, when they crucified a person, they had 2 or 3 miles of people being crucified, hanging on crosses as you came into the city. Because they will let you know who's ruling this city. Rome is ruling this city. And if you mess up, this is what's going to happen unto you. I wonder if you would be here. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to what? Get old Peter. The first gospel preacher. And he was going to get old Peter. And if I can stop Peter. The one that preached that first gospel sermon. The one that opened the doors to the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10. If I can stop old Peter. And sometimes the Lord, you know, the devil said if he can stop somebody. Somebody, if he can stop you, he might stop members of your family. Amen. Amen. If he stopped this person, he might stop some of your friends. Amen. Keith Gibson called me the other day. And you know, I guess you must have some way with him, Brother Eric. Amen. You talk to him, and sometimes it brings him around. You baptize him. And sometimes you never know the effect we have on somebody. Amen. But if the devil might kill you off, that might stop Keith Gibson. Amen. He said he was going to be here. I was looking for him. I don't know if he's here this morning. Amen. But sometimes we don't know what effect we have on somebody. The little ones and the loved ones. But if the devil could discourage you, stop you from coming to church, stop you from worshiping God. Amen. Then it might roll down and stop your friends, your loved ones, even your family. So he said, this is what I'm going to do. I killed old James. With the sword, so now I'm going to get old Peter. Because it pleased the Jews. Then those were the days of unleavened bread. Amen. We already talked about that this morning. Remember, they were in such a hurry, they couldn't put the leaven in the bread. After death, Abel came and the Passover. And they were in a rush to get out of old Pharaoh's land. They grabbed that bread in a haste, in a hurry. And those were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended Peter, he got him. And he put him where? In prison. And then delivered him to what? 4 cornions of soldiers to keep him. Intending after, and in your King James Version, it said after what? Easter. And Brother Liggett, you made a good point this morning. A lot of people like to use that for Easter, amen? But it really should be after Passover. Is that right? After the Passover. He was going to keep them there. Amen. And they had a good class on that this morning, and I heard you had a good class on that this morning. And sometimes, you know, I don't beat up on the Easter Bunny. I don't do that, and I don't kick around Santa Claus. Amen. Remind me of one preacher, boy, he just loved. He'd go to Jeremiah chapter 10 every time at Christmas, you know, about cutting down them trees, you know what I mean, and talk about Christmas trees, and you know what I mean, and all of that. And then, boy, my father rode by his house one day, and there was a big traffic jam. And found out people all around his house. His house was all lit up with Christmas lights. Had the biggest Christmas tree in town. Amen. Amen. Right. Well, he sure was preaching against it. Amen. Well, like Peter said, what you do in your house? Your house. Amen. Right. Right. So, you know, you have faith, have it to yourself. Right. Don't bring it on the church and the Lord's people. And so they said, now, he got old Peter. Got him in prison. Got some soldiers around. Him, going to keep him there to after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. And Peter there was kept in prison. But what? Prayer was made or what? Come on, church, help me now. You got your Bible? Somebody looking in the air. Do you have your Bible? We come to read out of the Word of God. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church to God for him. Church, it's time to pray. Amen. There's ever a time that we need to do something. It's time for Raven Street to get together and pray. My fault that I didn't call a prayer meeting one time. Sometimes we're growing now, amen. And once you get to growing, you got growing pains. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Let me tell you, I know something about big families. I have 10 in my family. Tanya had 11 in her family. Foster, you just seen half of us, amen. Right? Boy, when they all get together and friends, boy, we got a big family. And I know something about the church. Whenever the church gets to growing, you're going to have growing pain. Amen. Whenever two people get together, just like a church merge, a husband and wife get together, amen. You got some differences. Amen. Right. Amen. You got some ups and some downs. And so sometimes you got to pray. Amen. When the church is growing, sometimes you got to learn to pray. Peter was all in prison in a killed old James. Amen. God had knocked him off. King Herod came on the scene and he stretched forth his royal hand. He's going to vex certain of the church. I'm going to get rid of the church. I'm going to stop the church. And let me tell you, sometimes the devil don't want the church to grow. Amen. And let me tell you, so they got old Peter and got him in prison. But you know what? Prayer changes things. I believe in that. A church that prays together does what? Stays together. And let me tell you, Jesus said, men ought to always what? Pray and not faint. Luke 18 and 1. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I believe verse number what? 22. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said that if my people that are called by my name, if they just humble themselves and seek my faith and pray, and will I hear from heaven their prayers and I will heal their land. Peter may have been kept in prison and James may have been killed by the sword, but the church kept on praying without ceasing unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth that same night, oh, thank God for working. And Peter was sleeping between two soldiers. I don't know, brother, if you ever had a bill due one time or you had something on you that next morning, sometimes don't you, you know, you kind of toss and turn. Oh, wish I had a witness. Oh, boy, I'm going to pay Peter. I got the right part. Amen. Sometimes don't get that restful night. I'm just a human being. Amen. You know, when the bills are high and the money's low. Amen. Do I pay the rent? Do I pay the gas bill? Well, $10 here, $10 here, $10 here. Oh, I wish I had somebody that understood it. Amen. Sometimes you just have some not restful nights. Sometimes you say, what are you just tossing and turning for? Oh, boy. Amen. I know some of you just believe in God, got so much faith, you just sleep and snore, amen, and go right through the night. But not old Peter. Look at Peter. Peter wasn't worried about it. Peter was sleeping in the prison house, knowing he might get killed any moment. And when Herod would have brought them forth that same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers.
Yeah.
Two soldiers had him there. And he was what? Bound with two chains.
Yeah.
And they had keepers before the door.
Yeah.
And they kept the prison. Amen. Right. Peter wasn't going to go nowhere.
Nowhere.
And that's how the devil likes to keep us down. Amen. He put all kind of his soldiers around us. But behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him and a light shined in the prison. And what did he do? He had to hit old Peter. Wake him up. Hit him on the side.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the church when somebody's sleeping and somebody's not working, sometimes we got to hit them. Amen. Wake up there. Amen. Get to work. Amen. Right. And got him and saying, arise up what? Quickly. Hurry up. Get in the hurry. And his chains fell off just like those children of Israel. Boy, they were in a hurry when they got out of there. Arise up quickly and the chains fell off. And the angel said unto him, what? Gird thyself. Amen. You're going somewhere. Church, we got to gird ourselves. We got to get our sword on. Amen. We got to get our sandals on. We got to get our shoes on. Gird yourself. Rise up quickly. Bind on thy sandals. Put on your Nikes. And so this is what he did. Somebody liked that one, huh? And he says unto him, cast thy garment about thee and what? Follow me. Oh, Brother Lauren don't know nothing about Nikes because all he got was PF Flyers. Amen. All he got was going up to 50s getting those two pair for $5. Amen. Yeah, he don't know nothing about Nikes. I was right there with him. Amen. So he said, put your Nikes on and cast on your garment.
Yeah.
About thee and do what? Follow me. And he went out and followed him. Amen. And he wist not that it was true what was done by the angel. He thought he saw a vision.
Yeah.
Sometimes, let me tell you, when God starts working in your life, in your church, amen, we won't even believe what God can do. I have seen it. How many of you have seen what God can do in the church and in your life? And when he had passed the first and second ward, the first gate, second gate, they came into a what? Iron gate.
Right.
Sometimes we're going to come to some circumstances that's just like iron.
Right.
God got us through this one. Now we got through this one.
Yeah.
But now there's some iron gate. Oh, I can't get through this one.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We can't make it through this one. I know that the same God of heaven that brought me through is going to bring me through again.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody ought to really believe that. That same God that brought me through the first gate. He brought me through the second gate. He's not going to fail me now. And they came to that iron gate that leadeth to the city, which opened unto them of its own accord. And they went out, passed on through the street. Sound like some door knockers. Amen. We got to get out in this city, right in this neighborhood, and let them know what God has done for us. And when they got on the street, they forth the angel departed from them. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know surely that God had did what? Sent forth his angel and did what? Delivered me. God delivered me. Low down scoundrel that I is. Amen. Delivered me. And delivered me out of the hand of Herod the king from all the expectations of his people. And when he considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where what? Many were gathered together doing what?
Praying.
Not talking about it. Now said, what shall we do? Amen. They just stopped and prayed. Amen. And you know how the story goes. Peter was knocking at the door. A woman came and couldn't believe it was Peter. Heard his voice. Went back in. Let me tell you something. What God can do when you pray. Amen. Tonight, I challenge everyone that at 8 o'clock, after you done finished your 5-minute nap, amen. I say 8 o'clock, I'm going to eat my ice cream and everything, and I'll wake back up at 8, amen. Everybody stop on their knees and pray. Pray for everybody in the church and pray for the church. Amen. 8 o'clock tonight. And see what God can do. Pray for those that have just become discouraged. Pray for those that are just down and out. Pray for our new convert. Pray for those that are sick. Pray for your brotherhood. Pray for your sisterhood. And I guarantee that prayer will change something. Tonight, let it be this night that we stop as a church to pray. And believe me, God will change a person's heart, change your heart, my heart, and the church heart. And we'll go out to this city and turn this city upside down. We'll start right in this neighborhood. I know somebody said we might have knocked doors in this neighborhood. Well, we keep on doing it again. Amen. And let me tell you, we'll bring more and more souls unto Christ. You might be going through something. You might be in the prison of despair. You might be in the prison of your mind. The prison of your circumstances. Amen. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask the church to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Somebody just ask the church to pray for you tonight. Not many of us here, so amen. Just say amen. Just raise your hand. You know that person that couldn't say nothing, just go, Now, amen. Don't forget to what? Pray for me. That I, the light, may see. I believe everyone here is a Christian. Maybe you're not. But you have heard how Christ died. He was our Passover, gave his life. Will you believe it with all of your heart? Are you ready to repent of your sins and confess him as Lord and be buried in the watery grave of baptism? Rise up to walk in the newness of your life. And then, my friend, when you're risen by faith in Christ, seek those things which are above. No matter what goes on in your life, you have an avenue of prayer. You can take it to God of everything. Amen. You might tell me and I tell somebody else. Amen. Amen. But God knows it all and he hears it all. I won't tell nobody. They're your secret thoughts. Take it to the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask if somebody need prayer tonight. Heaven waits for you and mercy pleads for you. Well, together we stand and sing. We beg for you to come.